I'm Darren DeVivo with you, and I've switched studios, leaving Studio One for Studio A. And I've got a friend of mine here, somebody that I've admired since I was years old, when I heard what I thought was his version of the Robert Gordon song, Someday, Someway. I heard Robert Gordon's version. I was like, that's great. And then I hear this guy covering it. I'm like, well, it's better. And it turns out it was Marshall Crenshaw. He wrote it. He actually recorded it second. And all these years later.
Under duress, too.
Under duress. And here we are all these years later with the great Marshall Crenshaw here on Studio A.
Thank you very much.
And Marshall, it is. Marshall's just released this new album. It's called Jagged Land. And we'll talk about it in a little while. I think it is the best record you've done in a while. And I love all of your albums, really. So it's kind of like, you know, oh, is it better than 447? Or, you know, I'm going through this whole thing. But I think that this is really a record that has taken Marshall to that next level. And he's taken that step numerous times in his incredible career. And it is my pleasure to welcome him to the WFUV studios, Marshall Crenshaw.
That would be me. Thank you, Darren. Hey. Haven't played in a while. Let's see if I remember how. This one's called Someone Told Me. Oh, someone told me, tried to tell me, it sounded backwards and upside down. Oh, someone told me something that really messed my head around. Around and round, and I wondered sadly, I sadly wondered, could we ever be on common ground? I read and listen, I watch and listen, it's like a train wreck and I can't turn away. So many worlds colliding, everywhere, every day, every day. People looking at the same things, all the same things, seeing them in conflicting ways. Well, if you see me walking down the avenue, call my name and I just stare a hole through you. Please don't worry about me, cause I'm really fine. Sometimes I just get lost inside my mind. Yeah, someone told me, tried to tell me, he was dressed and painted like a clown. Someone told me something, tried to mess my head around, around and round. But I had a feeling he knew, but his words were untrue. We'll never be on common ground. Well, I know a man who can't own up to the things he's done. Got no sense of honor and never did have one. Where would he be without a wall to hide behind? I'm glad I'm not the one living in his mind. Oh no. Sometimes I just get lost inside my mind. Oh, I read and listen. I watch and listen. It's like a train wreck and I can't turn away. So many worlds colliding everywhere, every day. Every day, people looking at the same things, all the same things, seeing them in conflicting ways. I said, someone told me.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Like Darren said, I have a new record out. This is exciting. This tune I'm going to play right now is like the last one written for the record. Kind of like a last minute deal, you know. It was all a blur, really. And I wrote it with a guy named Dan Byrne and another guy named Matt Bear. We finished the record, and lo and behold, the record company president loves this song. What a surprise. A nice surprise, but I don't know, it wasn't really on my radar, but this one's called Live and Learn.
Way back when I was young, a minute from yesterday, they said to me, son, be strong. You're gonna be something someday. They gave me some books to read. No, they bought me some clothes to wear. They gave me some books to read. Took me to see Santa Claus. Of love I was never in need. But they never said things burn. Or that I would have to live and learn. I'd love to go back and undo a few things that I have done. I've got a handful of bitter regrets, like when I betrayed someone who helped me when I was down. I was young and dumb at the time. Believe me, I don't feel good. When those days are on my mind, they're gone now, not to return. And we move on, trying to live. Raise the shade, look outside, leave your dreams back in bed. Find your shoes, walk outside, shake the clouds from your head. Like the morning headline in the newspaper read, it's your turn, oh yeah, it's your turn. And learn. So that's enough for now. Enough talk about the past. Ice just beyond the gate. We don't have to move too fast. Don't have to pass some test. We don't have to get with the grade. Yesterday's years away, they flicker and then they fade, and they're gone now, not to return. And we move on, trying to live and learn. Raise the shade, look outside, leave your dreams back in bed. Though the fork raining instead, like the morning headline in the newspaper read. It's your turn. Oh yeah, it's your turn to live and learn. To live and learn. Find your shoes, walk outside, shake the clouds from your head. Though the forecast said rain, you got sunshine instead, like the morning headline in the newspaper read. Well, it's your turn. Said it's your turn to live and learn, to live and learn, to live and learn.
Live and learn. Thank you. I think I'll reach down into the oldies bag for this one, way down the bottom of the bag. From my window, nearly every day, I see that girl go on down the highway, and I think she's trying to catch my eye. Standing alone, I see her drive on by. There she goes again with another guy. She was my girl not too long ago. How I lost her, well, I'm not sure I know, but it makes no difference how I try. I get a blue feeling when she moves on by. Now there she goes again with another guy. It's a sad situation, but I know just what I ought to do. I'm gonna find someone better. But go have fun, little girl. I can live without you. I'll be stronger when she's off my mind. And I hope she finds what she's been trying to find. And as life goes on and time goes by, will her heart ever be satisfied? There she goes again with another guy. It's a sad situation, but I know just what I ought to do. I'm gonna find someone better. Now go have fun, little girl. I can live without you. I'll be stronger when she's off my mind. And I hope she finds what she's been trying to find. And as life goes on and time goes by, will her heart ever be satisfied? Now there she goes again with another guy. Will her heart ever be satisfied? There she goes again with another guy. Will her heart ever be satisfied? There she goes again with another guy.
That's Marshall Crenshaw live here at WFUV. Thanks for doing that one, Marshall. Here's a great blast from the past, right?
Hey, you got it. I like it, too.
First song on that first album. Nice way to kind of do a bit of a then and now thing. Marshall back in 82 and a couple of brand new songs from Jagged Land. Reading through the lyrics and listening to these songs, this is a bit of an emotional exploration into the mind of Marshall Crenshaw, this new album.
Is it? Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what to say. Yeah, I really just sort of tried to stay on the righteous path all the way to the end with this stuff. You know, I didn't want to make any easy choices unless they were the right choices. And, yeah, the writing was really sort of laborious. I mean, I had, like, notebooks and stuff just early on trying to grope for the ideas and then just sort of trying to nudge them along and not sort of blow it. I mean, you know, at this point I've got, like, high expectations for myself, right? So I wanted to make sure that I lived up to those expectations just for my own state of mind, you know?
Yeah, when you realize, gee, it's time to start thinking in terms of a new album, do you go into it? Do you go into the very early stages of writing thinking, I want to make this sort of collection of songs? Do you let the songs dictate the course that you're going to take?
Well, you know, I always want to give everything I've got, you know, at the moment, however much that is. I remember when I was starting out with this one, it was kind of a slow start. I mean, we moved into the house that we live in about 4 or 5 years ago. And then there was another waiting period where I had to sort of like set up a studio space. Then that got built and I had all my gear brought in. And I just remember kind of standing there looking around. What do I do with all this stuff now, you know? So that was like the first step. And then I didn't know, so I sort of like more time go by. Then I ran into this old friend of mine, a guy named Stuart Lehrman. He's a record producer. And he said, what are you doing right now? You making a record? I said, not really. And he said, well, we should do one. So I thought, well, that might be fun. So then it just sort of went from there. It was really slow at first. The first one I wrote is this one called Sunday Blues, which is a little bit of a sort of a melancholia kind of an exercise. You know, it's sort of a downcast deal. I wrote the music first, and I was actually kind of going for this like a pop standard kind of a thing. You know, I was really, it finally wound up on the record with strings on it, you know, like real violins and cellos, trying to make it classy, you know. That's kind of what I was thinking from the beginning on that one. But then some of the other songs are rock and roll songs, and so it's pretty eclectic, but that's me, you know, that's kind of like what my taste is.
The finished product has a bit of a little bit more of a serious feel to it, all the songs strung together, than some of your more lighter or poppier albums. This one seems to have a little more of a, let me use the word downcast, not that the songs are down, but there seems to be a much more of a quieter feel to all of these songs once you listen to the album straight through.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, emotionally it's all over, all up and down the proverbial scale. It's also, you know, I mean, the way it feels and the way it sounds is maybe a reflection of the fact that I'm an old guy now. You know what I mean? I mean, like, I'm not trying to, you know, necessarily saturate the room with sound anymore, because it's like it doesn't really, I'm not sort of like doing that. I've lost my taste for that a little bit, you know?
Right. And what about the title, Jagged Land? What does that mean?
Jagged Land, there's a tune on the album called Jagged Land, an instrumental. And, you know, so the word came about as a song title first. And then I just thought, oh, this, you know, it's a good title for the album. There's lots of references on the album to, like, forces in nature and things in nature. Jagged Land, you know, just jagged landscape. Or could it be like a jagged emotional landscape, you know? Take your pick.
Right, right. Not smooth, but kind of rough. And
plus, it's like a good word for the world, too. Jagged land.
Yeah.
Anymore, it's pretty jagged out there, you know.
You get to work with a lot of cool people on this record. One name that jumps out is Jerry Boys.
Yeah.
Who has an incredible resume. For those not familiar with Jerry, tell us about, you know, what he's done and the draw to work with him on this new album.
Well, the phrase that we kept using, you know, when we were kind of brainstorming this thing was dream team. It came about after a while that, you know, we could look at, you know, like a best case scenario. Who would you get in a best case scenario? And that was one name. The other name was Jim Keltner. It was kind of like they were, you know, part of the same package, Jim Keltner and Jerry Boys. Jerry Boys is a recording engineer, got his start at Abbey Road in the 60s, and then went on to Olympic Studios and has made thousands, literally, you know, many, many, many records. I just found out the other week that he engineered Hocus Pocus by Focus. Remember that one?
Sure do.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
But I got his name from a record that I just dearly love called Mambo Sinuendo, which is kind of the last one in the whole Buena Vista Social Club cycle. Mambo Sinuendo is a Ry Cooter and this Cuban guitarist, Manuel Galbion. And this record is great. It's a rock and roll record, really, you know, recorded in Havana. Keltner's on it. Jerry Boys engineered it. I just thought, you know, this record is so perfect. Then we got to the studio. I'm with those guys. We're doing our thing. Got other great musicians in the room, like a guy named Greg Leese, old friend of mine, multi-instrumentalist. Great bass player, Sebastian Steinberg. And an older gentleman, a guy named Emil Richards, who's been around forever and ever. Plays on the Pet Sounds record. He toured with Frank Sinatra in the 50s. So it's an amazing ensemble, you know. And I was listening to the first playback, and I thought, I've successfully morphed myself into Mambo Sinuendo. Because, it had that atmosphere, you know, that kind of room sound and just that beautiful thing that Keltner does on the drums.
I'm getting this bizarre, like, thought of a Cuban version of Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. I don't know.
With Marshall ad-libbing, you know, some kind of vocalese on it. Marshall Crenshaw is my guest here at WFUV. And let me just take this second to thank those of you here in the studio, our marquee members who are hanging out with us on this Wednesday afternoon, listening to some music at lunchtime live. Jagged Land is the new album that I model for those in the audience. And Marshall, play us some more songs.
I think I will. Oh, good. Oh, you want me to? Oh, all right, great. How about another one from the aforementioned Jagged Land? This is called I'm Never Coming Down. I can still see her running and laughing with the wind blowing wild through her hair. Something undeniable stirred inside her, and she ran up the crowded stone stairs with the ocean below and before us and a strong sense of wonder all around. I can still see her now running and laughing, and I never coming down. Oh no, I'm never coming down. Oh, I'm never coming down. When I close my eyes, I'm there, just loving the cool sunshine in a sweet state of mind, standing close to the edge, feeling safe and sound. I'm never coming down. The waves crashed and the wind roared and the clouds rolled, I just stood still and felt heaven bound. On an old mountain road leading skyward, and I'm never coming down. No, close my eyes, I'm there. I'm just loving the cool sunshine in a sweet state of mind. Standing close to the edge, feeling safe and sound. I'm never coming down. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Thanks a lot. This is from the oldies bag, folks. I think about you and forget what I've tried to be. Everything is foggy and hard to see. It seems to be, but can it be a fantasy? Whenever I think about you, strangers' eyes in the crowd flash past. I walk on and think of the fate you cast. It seems to be a reverie. You're here with me whenever you're on my mind. Whenever you're on my mind, I leave the world behind. Whenever you're on my mind, well, I think about you and I'm weak though I'm in my prime. I set my watch and still lose track of time. It seems to be, but can it be a fantasy? Whenever I think about you, strangers' eyes in the crowd flash past. I walk on and think of the fate you cast. It seems to be a reverie. You're here with me. Whenever you're on my mind, whenever you're on my mind, I said I leave the world behind. Whenever you're on my mind, it seems wherever I go, I'm with you. And though I never seem to find my place, at every turn I see your face. Whenever I think about you, well, it seems to be a reverie. You're here with me. Whenever you're on my mind, whenever you're on my mind, said I leave the world behind. Whenever you're on my mind, whenever you're on my mind, I leave the world behind. Whenever you're on my mind, oh baby. What do you, Darren, what do you think? How many more?
I'd say play for the rest of the afternoon if you ask me that. You know. How about one or two? I mean, you want to do that?
All right, that sounds cool. If it's two, then...
Or the rest of the afternoon?
I like the rest of the afternoon.
Well, I appreciate that, folks. Going to say hello to Ione right now if you're listening. Right now and always, it's you and no one else compare. I see your shadow, I hear your footsteps on the stairs. This morning the sky is heavenly blue. Love me now, make me feel brand new. I'm glad that I've had your hand to hold along the way down the long, hard road. No way around it, being you and me sometimes takes its toll. Come lay down beside me, let the morning sunlight warm your soul. We've loved through so many long gone days. Where you are has been home
good times and through the tears that flowed along the way down the long hard road. This morning the sky is heavenly blue. Love me now, make me feel brand new. I'm glad that I've had your hand to hold along the way down the long hard road, down the long hard road. I said the long hard road.
Thank you. Well, let me scramble around a little bit and got another one. I guess this one's last but not least. I wrote this one with a gal named Kelly Ryan. She lives over in Ireland a lot of the time. And she helped me out with the lyrics. She came up with some of the better lines in the song. And I call this song A Joyful Song About Mortality.
In our old shoes we walked last night, sparkling concrete under the lights, traffic sounds bouncing off the steel and glass. We traced our steps from the past, shadows in the curtains on the second floor. I used to have a key to that front door. We didn't know it then, but you and I were just passing through, passing by. Let's hurry on. No use standing and staring, hurry on. I thought I heard you say, let's walk on. We really can't stay, we're just passing through this way. Now this world is moving and changing always. We'd better be about new days. For as long as we may, we're just passing through. We're just passing through this way. In our old shoes we walked last night, ghosts of old friends on the left and right. Being there with you gave me a thrill, like it used to do and always will. We've got dreams to dream, places left to go. When we'll be back there, I don't know. Maybe sometime before we're done, on some other trip around the sun. Let's hurry on. No use standing and staring, hurry on. Well, I thought I heard you say, let's walk on. We really can't stay, we're just passing through this way. Now this world is moving and changing always. We'd better be about new days. For as long as we may, we're just passing through. We're just passing through this way. Just passing through this way. We're just passing through this way.
Yeah.
Marshall Crenshaw. All right. Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for...
Very, very cool. Come Marshall on. Crenshaw, live here at WFUV. And the new album, again, is called Jagged Land. And once again, thanks for stopping by. I had you on a couple of months ago when you did the REM tribute show.
And oh, that's said, right, yeah.
Marshall,
like last week.
Yeah, it was just a couple of months ago. I said, Marshall, when you get the new album out, come back and visit us. And he did. And that's, you know,
thanks
terrific.
Thanks for the invite, Darren.
And thank you to everyone here, all our WFEV marquee members who are on board in Studio A. Marshall, I'm going to play something from the album. I'm going to play the opening tune now. Give people a taste of what the record sounds like.
Which one's that? Oh, yeah, that one.
Okay. Right on Time is the name of this one. This is new one from Jagged Land. Marshall Crenshaw here on WFUV.